News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. The experts in the house now, Randy Lambert, who is the Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County in Santa Rosa County, Florida, right, our little neighbor right next door. He's here today along with Tara De Aguilera. She's their volunteer coordinator. Hi, guys. I know you've been working hard. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me everything. What is happening at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and in services in general?
Wow. There's a lot going on at Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Lots of great dogs, puppies, lots of great cats, kittens. We're adopting them as fast as we can, as fast as we can get people in to take a look at them and realize, you know, what they're getting for the value of what we're giving. And, you know, the selection is really good right now.
Okay, well, the selection, that's a good positive spin on that.
Absolutely.
How many dogs could you normally, or cats could you keep, and how many are you now keeping and fostering total?
Right now, total, we have 288 total dogs and cats.
Wow.
That's in-house and in foster. In foster, we've got 184. So some of those could be fosters that are foster to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they have came to the shelter, picked out a puppy or a kitten or an adult cat or dog that just hasn't been altered yet. And they're taking it home to get it acclimated to their family, you know, trying to, you know, get it, make sure it's the right fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we're able to finalize that adoption, then they will actually become the proud new owners.
Okay, so that's some good news. Not all of them are just fostering temporarily. They might actually be in their new home.
Right. Some of them just aren't old enough yet to be altered yet, and that's what we're waiting on. We have a handful that are medical fosters, which are really, really, really important. That's a feature of our shelter that we rely on the public for, is the medical foster, because the shelter just isn't a great environment for somebody who's, you know, maybe has a broken leg,
mm-hmm.
or has some sort of illness that they're trying to get over, or they've just had a surgery that they're trying to get over. Someplace where they can take it easy, where it's not very stressful. The shelter is a very stressful place, not only for us, but for the animals too.
Oh, I'm sure. So if someone wanted to become a foster, tell us a little bit about that process. And it doesn't have to be for a long time either, does it? Or how long would normally, what's the average, I guess?
No, you know, really what we look for is, even in a medical foster, it could be just overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something comes in kind of late and we need somebody to bottle feed these neonate kittens overnight because they have to be fed like every 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then, you know, the next morning maybe we're able to work our network and find somebody who can take them until they're able to, you know, grow up enough to where we can bring them back into the shelter. So anyway, it goes from any time frame from a very short period of maybe overnight, until, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, a month, whatever you can give.
So then it's up to the person that's fostering. They get to decide how much time they want to dedicate to this.
Absolutely. We don't say, you know, you absolutely have to be able to do it for this amount of time.
So you don't have a minimum amount of time
like
that.
No. We take what we get and we don't mind a bit.
Okay, very good. Okay, so then as far as volunteering, that's what Tara's specialty is. How are you doing for volunteers with this many animals in your care right now?
So we have a great group of volunteers. We're very happy that the public is so supportive, but we actually can always use more volunteers. So one of the things we rely heavily on our volunteers for are adoption events. On the weekends, we usually do something almost every Saturday, and the volunteers are basically, you know, responsible for bringing those pets for us and handling them, helping us to get them adopted. So that's a huge help. Also, our dog walking program. So as you can imagine, with so many dogs, it's very difficult to get all the dogs out. So we rely on our volunteers to help us with our dog walking program. And they do an amazing job. They're up there 7 days a week, getting dogs out, socializing them, letting them get exercise. And that really helps with the mental health of the animals while they're in the shelter, because it's a really stressful place, as you can imagine. And them getting that little bit of time out of the kennel to run and play makes a huge difference.
I think it also helps you determine the type of dog and helps with the placement, right?
Definitely.
You get to know them a little bit better of the crate.
Yeah, so when somebody takes them out, they're going to let us know, hey, guess what? They did great today. They just wanted to cuddle when we were in the yard. So while they're in the kennel and they look like they're going to just be a high energy dog. We find out not really. They just want to get out of the kennel and then they're just really calm. And that happens often. So another thing that we do for that is doggy day out. And that also gives us a lot of information on a dog to see what they're like outside of the shelter, that things that we wouldn't know, like if they can ride in a car well, or if they seem to be relaxed in a new environment, or if they get stressed, things like that.
So you could come in and take the dog out for the day.
Absolutely.
And so that sounds like so much fun to me. And then hand it back. It's kind of like being a grandma.
Yeah, it's low commitment. You get to enjoy your day and take them back at the end of the day.
Handing the baby back, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, this sounds great. So you have the volunteer program, you've got the fosters. What else is happening now that are of concern to you?
We have an event that we've been doing for a couple of years now. We call it our kennel sponsorship. Tara kind of heads that up and has done a phenomenal job with that. And I'm going to let her explain that.
Yeah, so we started this about, I think this will be our third year. So basically, we do a kennel sponsorship. So a business or a person can sponsor a kennel for the entire year. And that money goes directly to our animals in our care. So there'll be a sign up and you can put a memory of your pet or a memory of a family member. Excuse me. Or
bless you.
Excuse me. Or just a business. So it's really up to whoever wants to purchase that. And we have different levels for cats and dogs. And right now it's so, so important for us because we don't have a vet on staff. So we are really having to source out a lot for our veterinary care for animals that are injured. So that's really a huge way that you can support the shelter. You get your name up. If you're a business, everybody loves animals. So if they see that you are a business that are supporting animals, it might help you get some business too. And it's just a great way to honor people. You know, if you have a loved one that was a huge animal advocate, it's a great way to honor them as well. And it just helps the animals in the shelter. So it's something you can do that's very easy, and it gives us a lot of support.
What is typically the cost for that or the price range?
So for the cats, we have bronze, silver, and gold, which is $150, $250, and $350. For the dogs, it's bronze, silver, gold, and that runs $300, $400, or $500. And you get a cute little gift for each level. Mm-hmm. We give you a certificate as well, so that way you can show people that you're supporting the shelter. And it really does help us. We are able to treat numerous animals with this money, so it's a huge support for us.
And that's for the whole year?
Yes, it's for the entire year. We start it renewing in March, so the signs usually go out in April and they stay up for the entire year. And it's just a great way to support us. And you know, at the end of the year, if you want to come get your sign and take it home and hang it up, you're welcome to do that also.
And who should they contact if someone's interested?
They can contact me directly at the shelter, or they can go online and send us an email. If they just call the shelter, they'll send them to me, and we'll be glad to get you set up.
Okay, and what's that number?
850-983-4680.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Animal Shelter. If you've got questions for Randy or Tara about their services, what they provide, or anything that has to do with animal care in the county, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back to answer your questions right after the break. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, talking with our friends Randy and Tara, who are with the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and responsible for the animal shelter. So a lot going on there. But if someone wanted to stop by, they want to take a look at the animals, where are you located?
Yeah, we're in Milton. We're on off of Pine Forest Road in Milton. So it's 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. It's just off of the old Baghdad Road. We're right beside the Emergency Management Center for Santa Rosa County. So kind of centrally located in the county.
Okay, so easy to find. What are your hours, too?
Hours are really easy. We just changed those, just trying to get a little more streamlined with what we're doing. We're 11:30 to 4 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesdays, we're open till 6:30, just to allow people to come in for, you know, after work, what have you.
Oh, that's helpful. That's great. And Saturday typically is kind of an adoption event in a way, or is there something special about Saturdays?
Yeah, so generally we try to do adoption events on most Saturdays that we can. We kind of rotate every week depending on if there's a festival going on. This particular weekend, we're going to be at Pet Sense in Milton from 12 till 3. And the next weekend, we're going to be at Pet Smart from 11 till 2. So it kind of rotates. If anybody wants to know where we'll be, just check our Facebook page, and we usually have that posted the week of, so you know where we'll be.
And you bring the animals out there for people to
Absolutely.
Meet?
Absolutely. So we bring puppies and adult dogs. We usually don't bring cats or kittens because, you know, it's kind of a little stressful for them. But we always have a variety of pets. So if you're somebody that's maybe a little uncomfortable about going to the shelter because it can be overwhelming with all the pets, we totally get that. So come see us at an event. It's a little more streamlined. You can just hang out with the pet. We can talk to you one-on-one, let you know about them. And then if we don't have a match there, we can always give you some information about some of the dogs we do have at the shelter that might be a good fit too.
Okay, great. So much that you do, so many ways you help. I just got a text in from someone who wanted to know, are you hiring?
Are we hiring?
We're all service station here.
Right, absolutely. Our biggest need right now in the hiring field is we need a veterinarian.
Okay,
we need
that's
a
critical.
Full-time county employee veterinarian, and that comes with the full benefit package from the county. We desperately need this position filled to continue doing the great work that my crew does. We need this. We have a phenomenal surgical suite,
mm-hmm.
A great surgical staff, a tremendous kennel staff, but we need a veterinarian tremendously.
Because I think you were sharing with me right now, you're having to go outside of the county to actually get some of the dogs spayed and neutered and taken
right.
care of. You have to make these trips. That's a lot.
Yeah, some of our trips are a couple of hours plus that we have to drive to go have spay and neuters done.
Mm-hmm.
It's costly. It's not time effective. You know, we're really struggling with that. But we're making it happen. The team works together, and we figure out how to pull the rabbit out of the hat all the time. So we make that happen. But we're also looking for this is a non-paying job, but a volunteer that could work our front desk on Saturdays. That position came open, and it's a really a needed position to help out answering phones and kind of just basic questions that can be answered by people walking in on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not fully staffed on Saturdays, so we kind of need a little extra with the volunteers on that day. I'm also looking for some more kennel staff. So you're interested in being a kennel tech with us.
What would that involve? Obviously hands-on with the animals?
Absolutely. You know, and all the daily cleaning that goes in with dogs and cats and
mm-hmm.
their kennels and feeding and watering and so on and so on and so on. And there's about 1,000 other things that the kennel techs do. They have a long, long, long list.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if I could speak to that, I was in the kennels for 20 years, and it's very hard work, but it's also very amazing. You get to snuggle with all the babies. So if you love animals, it's a wonderful job for you because all the hard work pays off when you see a dog get adopted or come around after being shy or a kitten. So it's a great job.
And that is a paid position.
Yes, it'd be a paid position. We have a couple different avenues that would go through hiring with that. Just we have to figure out what the best avenue is. Anybody who's interested can either drop by the shelter and bring their resume with them, or you can shoot your resume to me at randyl@santarosa.fl.gov. You know, and we'll get back with you and, you know, see what we can get worked out.
And maybe you have a relative or a friend that's a veterinarian that would love to live near Pensacola Beach.
Right. I imagine there's somebody in the
someone's going to want to come down to Florida, right?
Right, exactly.
This
that's
is the time because they're still getting snow up there.
Exactly.
So this is the time to recruit.
Right. That's exactly where I was going to go with that. Somebody up in the north
mm-hmm.
that's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a beautiful place to come and live.
Okay. Well, it really is extraordinary what you're doing to help all of our animals. And I guess you had your team in here on Friday for Frisky Friday, and they were talking about that we're approaching kitten season.
Right.
What is that all about?
Yeah, so kitten season comes every year, and we don't see a lot of cats and kittens right now. We're not slow, but it's not overwhelming, thank goodness. But around April or so, we really start to see and hear a lot of calls coming in where, hey, I found a litter of kittens, etc. And so we want to stress to people, you know, if you see a litter of kittens, don't just pick them up and bring them in, because chances are there's a mom nearby, and the highest chance of survival is for them to stay with mom until they're, you know, it's called wait till eight. So the idea is to leave them with mom so they stand a better chance of being healthy, and, you know, they build their immune system, all those good things that moms provide. Now, obviously, if a kitten is injured or, you know, in bad shape, you don't see a mom, then that's a different story. But but usually there's a mom around, so you want to kind of leave them and let mom do her thing. But our needs at the shelter, there's still a lot of kittens that come in that do need assistance, so we're always needing fosters, especially in kitten season. Neonate fosters, as Randy mentioned, they need a lot of care, feeding every 2 to 3 hours, and that's not something obviously we can do at the shelter, so we require, you know, a lot of hands for that, and our fosters are great, but we can always use more fosters. We're always needing supplies as well, things like snuggle disc, kitten bottles, Miracle Nibbles, things like that, and that's going to help our foster staff be able to care for those animals properly when they go out.
Excellent.
Yeah, whenever you come in to foster something like this, mm-hmm. It's not that we hand you the kittens and say, good luck. No, we're going to give you everything. A snuggle disc, if you're not sure what that is, it's a disc, obviously, that you put in the microwave, you warm it up for a few minutes, aww, and then the kittens can get warmed up because the body temperature is very important. Mm-hmm. So that snuggle disc gives them the opportunity to, you know, warm up.
Oh, that's I didn't know about that. That's great.
So we give all of that equipment that you need to be successful.
Excellent. All right, we are talking with our friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Animal Services. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. If you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg. We are here with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Animal Services. So how can we help? How can we donate? Is there somewhere I can go to find out what kind of food and needs that you have? A wish list, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, so actually, if you go to our website, santarosa.fl.gov/animals, it's got all of our information there. There's information on volunteering, fostering. If you'd like to donate, there's information there as well. We also have an Amazon wish list. So if you just want to kind of, if you're at home and you're like, I don't want to have to go up there because maybe I'm busy, I'm working, but I want to help, you can just check out our wish list. We put things on there that we are in need of. It might be something strange where you'll see a pet corrector on there and you're like, what is that for? That's when we do play groups to make sure everybody plays well together. Mm-hmm. And then we have leashes, collars on there. Sometimes we'll need a specific food for an animal or a crate or just different things like that. So we always have those on our wish list. And then we always need things like busy bones. We can use blankets all the time because we go through a lot of blankets and toys. So mm-hmm. if you have questions, you can call us, of course, 850-983-4680, or check out our website, or just go to Amazon wishlist, put in Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and you'll see our wishlist there.
And I welcome anyone to come to the shelter when we're open. If you just want to come and take a tour, mm-hmm. I'd love to give you a tour. And if I'm busy, I'll find somebody who can give you a tour, and they'd love to give you a tour. We're pretty proud of our place. Mm-hmm. And you know, the quality that we're giving the best that we can with these animals.
Well, you're providing a tremendous service, especially right now, as I talk to the other animal rescue organizations around in Escambia and Santa Rosa. There's so much need. So thank you so much for all your hard work. I know it must be frustrating at times, but both of you are amazing people. You're doing a great job. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having us.
All right. What's the website again?
SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals.
All right. And phone number real quick.
850-983-4680.
All right. Time to donate right now. Call them up, make a donation, or you can go online and buy some kind of a gift through Amazon.